Okay, let's switch gears and talk about music in South Africa. The country's got a rich choral tradition, and in recent years, that's produced a wave of talented opera singers who are making their marks on stages across the globe. The latest rising star is 25-year-old Nolovaiso Mpofu. From Cape Town, Kim Cloutie has our story.
I meet up with Nolovaiso at the College of Music at the University of Cape Town. She's been studying here for a few years, but her journey began in a township in the coastal city of Port Elizabeth, a day's drive east of here.
We grew up in the same house, my mom, my granny, my cousins, my aunt, yeah, a big family.
The region she's from, the Eastern Cape, has been called the vocal breadbasket of South Africa. Nolovaiso joined a choir when she was in primary school, but she didn't hear opera performed until she attended a singing competition when she was well into high school.
I remember sitting there and listening to this girl singing, and I remember just being fascinated by the language, the costumes, the music itself. It just mesmerized me, and I was like, you know what, next year I'm trying and I'm going to sing.
Nolovaiso went to the local library to find out more about this beautiful but somewhat alien sound. She started entering competitions, scooping second prize in a national schools competition. Then she auditioned for a coveted spot at the opera school at the University of Cape Town. Voice coach Patrick Dekolo was blown away.
There's that kind of glowing femininity in her singing, the voice itself. You just cannot ignore that kind of a voice.
She was accepted at the university. She started mailing DVD recordings of her student performances to her mother.
She used to brag about me, take the DVDs to everyone in our street and make them watch me and stuff. She was very proud.
But early into her time as a student, Nolovaiso's mother died. While miles away and grieving, she had to step up.
My little brothers were about 2 and 5 when my mom passed. And then after that, I was like, okay, you know what? You are the one who's going to support your family now. So pull up your socks, push yourself. And then that's what I've been doing ever since.
Last year, she came third in the prestigious International Operalia competition hosted by Placido Domingo in London. And then the World Cup of Opera, the International Hans Gabor Belvedere singing competition, came to Cape Town. But things weren't looking auspicious for Nolovaiso. A bout of flu nearly knocked her out of the competition. And then, 2 days before the performance, a man mugged her as she walked home from the theatre.
He stood in front of me and that took out a knife. And then he was like, give me your phone, give me money, give me everything. At the time that it was happening, I just told myself, stay calm, because the previous day, someone got stabbed in the same vicinity. So I was like, okay, stay calm, give him what he wants. And then I went home. And then when I went home, oh my word, I cried. I think I was shocked.
But Nolovaiso put her nerves aside and plunged into the Donizetti aria she had chosen.
It's a life of an artist. You have to go back. You have to get there, and just, the show must go on. You have no time to just cry, and yeah, maybe a few seconds of crying, and then you'll be, and then you're back on your game.
And she was. Once again, she made it to the finals, and she was delighted when the judging panel asked her to sing an aria from Verdi's La Traviata.
Traviata, Violetta, the character, it's my favourite, one of my favourite operas.
When she told me this aria was selected for her, I said, you know what? It's God's call. She was like an angel on that stage. She was sparkling. She sang with such poise. It was no wonder for me to see people loving her that much. It said it all to me that, yes, this is where she's supposed to be.
Nonavayiso won the second prize overall, the audience prize, and the best South African singer in the competition. She brought the house down.
It was overwhelming. My dream is to sing all over the world, just to share what I have with people. That is my dream.
So you see, this is definitely your future.
This is definitely my future. This is definitely what I want to do, and I do not imagine myself doing anything else.
Nonavayiso's future looks promising, but competition is tough. For now, she's still waiting for that big-time call to the international stage. For The World, Kim Kluti, Cape Town.
You're with The World.